Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very glad to have our good friend Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck's a longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Mobile Future Institute, editor of Media Post, M-Commerce Daily. He's the author of I don't know how many books. We've helped him launch a bunch of them. Work Your Strengths, Mobile Influence. That's two of like maybe 100 books he's written, sold under a million copies, billion copies across the galaxy. New York Times bestseller. He's our good friend Chuck Martin. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be here. How are you, Jim?
Great. How many books now? 100, 150?
This is my 12th business book.
12th. How about that, folks? I think we've launched almost all of them here on the show.
Pretty much. I didn't realize I've been on the show that many years.
Oh, yeah, a long time. We got you right out of high school. So it's good to have you back, Chuck, as always. Now, your new book is called Digital Transformation 3.0. So when I think of digital 1.0, I think of PCs. When I think of 2.0, I think of the Internet. How close am I to your definition?
Well, I actually did it more of a current version. I looked at version one or transformation one as the Internet.
Okay.
Because that really changed how everybody did business.
Okay.
Transformation number two was mobile.
Mobile, where, right.
And I wrote two books on that. And
the best ones I ever saw on the topic.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, that was the third screen and lastly, mobile influence.
Yeah.
And what that did for consumers was it made them basically, they could be computing anywhere they were, which means they could be buying all the time. This had a huge impact on small business, by the way, as you know better than anyone.
Well, I talk about that. I talk about it. It's a major part of every speech I give. And what I tell people, Chuck, is that mobile wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
That's exactly right. And the third transformation is really the Internet of Things. And the way I look at the Internet of Things
don't say that too fast now. Let it sink in. Internet of Things, folks, IoT. Go ahead.
Yeah, IoT, that's the acronym of the day. what I did for the book was I looked at what really comprises the Internet of Things. And it's almost anything these days. So I tried to organize it so that business people could understand and get a viewpoint of where things fit. And there are really seven components, in my view, of the seven what I call transformers, which are the Internet of Things. Number one, a sensor. Sensors are going to be everywhere, and people know these from the fitness trackers they wear on their wrists,
right,
to stores have them at beacons, so that when they walk into a store, they can get a message on their phone that gives them a deal. Or basically, the other thing that's happening is companies are they're basically capturing information on what that customer is doing in real time. So there are going to be sensors everywhere, literally billions and billions. I mean, many billions. And this is, I mean, billions is a lot.
These are IoT things, folks.
Yeah, this is a big deal. And small businesses can get involved in this. It's not like this is for the big guys, because this is now bringing it down to really local level so that somebody could actually – a small business could actually work out advertising where the advertising only appears when people are walking down the street where their location is. And that's a big change. They couldn't do that before. I mean, you could do it before based on kind of general information, but it's getting much, much more precise. And we now know, for example, when someone goes to a store, or the dentist or whatever, we know how far they came from. We know where they came from before. Right. We know where they go after. And that's all now very common information. It's way beyond what
so much for privacy. So much for privacy, right?
Oh, privacy is a massive issue.
That's ship has sailed, hasn't it?
Yeah. The way I look at privacy is I look at privacy and security as two different things. And In the future world, as I see it, security is going to be the responsibility of the company that provides the product or service.
Right.
Privacy is going to be the responsibility of the individual, of the consumer.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because you're exactly right. We've got to put the requirement. That's exactly what I talk about all the time on the show, is we've got to be responsible for our own privacy, not be stupid about it, not be naive about it.
Right. Well, also, the information of the consumer, that's where the value is.
Right.
So consumers are
you're the product.
Time, they're going to start to learn. That's exactly right. They're going to start to learn that they're in charge, because everything they do and have, that's the value to any companies that serve them. The other big thing I see coming as a change is companies are not going to look at customers as who's my valuable customer. It's going to be the customer in the future is going to be looking at who are my valuable companies. And the customer is going to be at the center of this thing.
Right.
I will do business with that person, that person, that
right.
person. These are people I will share this information with.
And they're,
with.
Because
these
they're, because they're relevant.
With.
They've proven their relevance to me. Hold on to that thought. The book is Digital Transformation 3.0 by Chuck Martin. If Chuck does it, it's excellent. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.